I'm Steve Ember with In the News in VOA Special English. Leaders of the European Union are trying to rescue the proposed EU constitution. Voters in France and the Netherlands rejected it earlier this week. However, the Parliament of Latvia approved it. 10 countries now have accepted the constitution. German Chancellor Gerhard Schröder says all 25 should have a chance to say yes or no. Mr. Schröder and French President Jacques Chirac set up a meeting Saturday in Berlin to discuss the situation. British Foreign Minister Jack Straw is expected to discuss the issue Monday in Parliament. The government of Prime Minister Tony Blair has not said if it will hold a national vote. All member nations must approve the constitution. But leaders could decide to renegotiate the document. They will consider what to do when they meet June 16th and 17th in Brussels. The constitution took 2 years to negotiate. It would replace several treaties. Versions in different languages are several hundred pages. The goal is to increase the influence of the European Union with its more than 450 million people. But 55% of French voters and 62% of Dutch voters said no. France and the Netherlands hold important places in European Union history. In 1951, they were among 6 nations that established the European Steel and Coal Community. That led to the European Economic Community, and in 1993, the European Union. Last year, the Union admitted 10 more countries to reach 25. Bulgaria and Romania hope to join next year. Turkey is to begin membership talks in October. French opponents of the Constitution argued that France would lose power and influence if a central EU government gained strength. Economic problems for the French and popularity problems for Jacques Chirac may have also influenced voters. Mr. Chirac says the rejection means France will have trouble defending its interests in Europe. The president had campaigned for the constitution. So had the prime minister. This week, Mr. Chirac dismissed Jean-Pierre Raffarin. The new prime minister is Dominique de Villepin. The Dutch government also campaigned for the constitution, but some voters said the EU administration in Brussels was getting too big and powerful. Observers say concerns about the Dutch economy and EU immigration policies only added to the opposition. The constitutional crisis has affected the euro. 12 EU nations created a single money system in 1999. In recent days, the euro fell to 8-month lows against the dollar. Besides Latvia, the nations that have ratified the constitution include Lithuania, Hungary, Slovenia, Italy, and Greece. The others are Austria, Slovakia, Spain, and Germany. Of the 10, only Spain held a national vote. The others approved it in their parliaments. In the News in VOA Special English was written by Geraldine Watson. I'm Steve Ember.